Welcome to Magnetic by Design, the human design podcast that empowers you to be uniquely you. I'm Nicole Towers, and I'm a human design guide and business mentor, and I'm passionate about helping visionary entrepreneurs to create success, wealth, and impact in the most aligned way. Join me for soulful conversations and authentic interviews with incredible guest speakers. I dive deep into topics like manifestation, self-development, creating an aligned business, and all things human design. With each episode, my mission is to uplift, inspire, and have fun. This podcast is for you if you are ready to go on a journey of self-discovery, to understand your energetic gifts so that you can unearth your highest potential. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello and welcome back to Magnetic by Design, a human design podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Towers, and today we're going to be talking all about alignment and manifesting generators. And I'll probably use MG as an abbreviation and switch back and forth through the episode. So if I mention MGs, you know I'm referring to manifesting generators. So if you've been listening to the previous episodes on the alignment themes for the human design types, I've covered generators, manifestors, and projectors so far. And manifesting generators are a subtype of generators. So they do have the same alignment themes as each other. But I have noticed some unique differences in the way that they play out for each other and some of the different reasons why these themes come up for you. So that's why I wanted to dedicate a separate episode for manifesting generators. So each human design type really has a not self and a signature theme. And these are like your warning signs to whether you are living in alignment to your true self. Your not self is your conditioned self, and your not self theme is what you'll experience when you make decisions through your conditioning and through that mental reasoning as opposed to your strategy and your authority. So as I mentioned in episode 13, it was all about alignment and generators. And both MGs and generators are designed to feel frustrated when things aren't seeming to go your way. The feeling of frustration is a tool that really helps you to course correct and get back onto the correct path for you. So there are many ways that this feeling of frustration can show up for you. And I'm going to be sharing some of those with you today and what I've really observed in manifesting generators and in particularly with my clients that have begun to work with me. And we've really helped to really course correct to get them back into that signature theme. And the signature theme of alignment is satisfaction. That satisfaction is something that comes up for you when you are following the right path for you, when you are feeling aligned. So we're going to be covering both of these in today's episode. So firstly, I want to start with the mechanics because like generators, manifesting generators are defined by having their sacral center defined, which is that life force, workforce, sustainable energy to really create and build what they love, which brings them a lot of satisfaction. And the difference between them is that MGs have a motor to throat connection, like the manifestors do, but that is connected to their sacral center, which gives them the ability to move quickly when taking action. And they're really known as the express builders because of this. And they have this endurance and the sustainable energy of generators, but they're more quick moving like that of the manifestors. So even though they are a subtype of generators, they really share some of those manifestor qualities. And if you know manifesting generators, they are very magnetic. They have a really warm and enveloping aura like generators. And if you know one, if you are one, you'll probably find that people are really drawn to you. They're attracted to your energy. It's this thing of being told that you have an amazing energy. And it might not even be something that can be put into words, but you probably find in your life that people are drawn to you. Or if you are, say, a projector, you might be really drawn to manifesting generators, just like I have found that I am. A lot of the coaches that I've hired have been manifesting generators because of that, because I'm drawn to that energy. And likewise, a lot of generators and manifesting generators are drawn to my energy to really guide them to use their energy wisely and more efficiently. So manifesting generators are very multi-passionate. They are multifaceted individuals with lots of interests. And I've noticed that they are often very entrepreneurial minded. I have a lot of friends and that are manifesting generators, and I've really noticed that they have often followed a different path, particularly in their career. They haven't necessarily gone with the 9-to-5 sort of corporate. They've often, you know, created, whether it's their full-time business or on the side, different projects, different hobbies that they've turned into a career that they've made money from, or just really followed a different path in their business, often a path that leads to them being an individual and really following those creative urges that they have. So whereas generators tend to have a more pointed focus that really brings them a lot of satisfaction is to really master a skill. What sets manifesting generators apart is really that multi-passionate nature to really follow their creative urges, to follow their fascinations and do what really inspires and lights them up. And it's also their speed and their ability to create and build excitement. And they also can build momentum quite quickly. They can create things quite quickly once they're really learning how to respond and use their strategy rather than initiate. So what I found is manifesting generators are, when they are really following what lights them up and they're following their multiple urges, and it really gives them this ability to recharge their sacral battery, so to speak. I call their sacral center, it's almost like a battery. So the more that you are following the things that you love, the more that you have the energy and the endurance to carry out and build and create those things. When you're following a different path that doesn't feel good, when you're working at a soulless job, for instance, that you don't love, that is really fixed in one direction, that doesn't allow you to have that creative freedom to do lots of things in the day, that's when you can often feel quite stifled and feel like you aren't able to really thrive in the way that you want to. So I've really found that this analogy of the sacral battery is a really efficient one to explain how you have this access to this enormous wealth of endurance and sustainable energy when you're following what you love to do. And when you aren't, it actually drains that battery, and you can actually be prone to burnout as well, or prone to doing lots of things but not doing the things that you love. So that's also draining your energy, following the shoulds, following the needs, the have-tos, feeling a sense of obligation for the things you think you should be doing. So it ends up not using your energy efficiently, but you actually are really designed to do that. So you do have the gift of efficiency, and it's really important that you are patient and not move too quickly, because it can lead to you skipping steps. And it's really important for you to slow down enough so that you don't need to go back and redo the things that you've missed. But when you are following that path, that's a lot more of flowy as well. It gives you that real gift of efficiency. So when you are responding to the things that you love to do and in the moment, you really do have access to that gift of efficiency. So what I found is with manifesting generators, like any of the human design types, there can be a lot of conditioning that comes from childhood, that comes from growing up or in the workforce. And the conditioning that I've observed in manifesting generators is that they often don't give themselves the permission to explore what they love to do and their creative urges, out of fear of being seen as all over the place by others, because it seems like they're not focusing and sticking to one thing, where that's often counterproductive because that's not what lights them up. That can feel very frustrating for a manifesting generator to follow a linear path instead of following their multiple passions. Especially if you're working in a job or career where there's a lot of repetition in your role, then that can feel quite stifling and quite inhibiting. for a manifesting generator who ultimately really wants to be able to do different things. So if you're a manifesting generator or you relate to this and you've been feeling this way, then it might be time to explore those many things that you've been too afraid to follow in the past, whether it's a hobby, whether it's starting a new course that's been sort of niggling in the background of something that you are really excited by, but you haven't given yourself permission to do. Even if it's starting a business or something that really allows you the freedom to follow those creative urges. Human design is like a remembrance of who your soul came here to be. And if listening to this today gives you the confirmation and the affirmation that you have the freedom to follow those passions, then that's incredible. And my work here is done today because I would love you to feel safe in doing that and not worry about what other people think and let go of those shoulds and needs and have to's that often have you pushing in the wrong direction, that have you feeling frustrated. And also, if you work with a manifesting generator, if you're aware of, you know, someone that you work with of their human design type, then they'll really flourish from being given some creative control and being given a variety of tasks to do in their zones of genius. And when I say zones of genius, I do find that they have multiple zones of genius, not necessarily just the one focus. And as we mentioned, like that warning sign of being out of alignment is frustration. And that's really about bringing awareness. It's not really about getting rid of frustration altogether, but this is this feeling that comes up for you when something needs to be shifted or tweaked to get you back on track. It's more when you experience an overwhelming feeling of frustration in an area of your life, then this is an opportunity to really step back and pay attention to what's causing this and maybe make changes in your life or your work. Perhaps it's a relationship or a job that's no longer correct for you. So really taking the time to step back and observe what might be causing this chronic theme of frustration in your life. And it might mean that you aren't getting the creative self-expression and the variety of work that really allows you to feel fulfilled. I also suggest if you aren't getting that fulfillment from your work, then maybe try some different hobbies that give you that sense of satisfaction. It doesn't have to be a huge change. Sometimes it's just a small tweak. Also, another area that I notice manifesting generators getting stuck is that they don't follow their strategy of waiting to respond. And instead, they just try to initiate ideas into action. So what I often remind my manifesting generator clients is that when they really learn to surrender to the flow of life and really bring awareness to all of the things that are around them to respond to, then there's actually not much waiting involved. So really understanding your strategy is such a vital piece of the puzzle that is really important to know, along with your authority, to really lead you to the most aligned opportunities and making those correct decisions for you. So you will feel more energized when you are really following your passions and following what brings you joy and not being afraid to do those things that your heart is leading you to, that your gut is leading you to. So I invite you to be unapologetically you. It's amazing how you can really attract opportunities and people into your life. When you are doing that, you become magnetic. And when a manifesting generator is magnetic, they are literally like a magnet that draws people towards them. So I hope this brings some clarity to the alignment themes of frustration for feeling out of alignment and also for satisfaction. When you are in alignment, it's this beautiful feeling of satisfaction that you feel when things are going right for you, when you're in the right opportunities, when you're following the right path for you, when you are in the right relationships, when you are following and leaning into those creative urges of yours, which I know I've mentioned multiple times, but I just really wanted to hone in on that. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you have resonated with it. If you have, I would love you to give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening to your podcasts, as I would love this message to get out to more and more people. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have the most beautiful day. Bye for now.